Okay, wait a second. We have AC and Janice both wanted to say something.
Well, Carolyn, I would like to ask if you would consider moving the date back from January 15th, and you too, Dan, because after all, this is, people come back from the New Year's about maybe the second or third of the month. It doesn't give them much time to look and review that, so I was just wondering if you could consider moving the date back to...
Well, also be aware we're going into the January drive time.
January drive, yeah. So could it possibly be the end of January?
Why don't we ask that?
Wait, can I just clarify something? What exactly are we asking? What we're asking for is, I believe, right, is not an evaluation of each show. We're asking for a list, right, from 6 to 7, from 7 to 8, from 8 to 9, 9 to et cetera. This is what's on the air. This is how much it costs to produce. This is how much income it generates, average. Right? That's what we're asking for, right?
Yes, and the way to do this so that the numbers are meaningful is to take a period, such as a fiscal year or the last four fund drives or something, a year.
Right.
What does it cost to produce this program for a year, and how much money does it raise during the year? Now, this does not imply that we're going to make decisions based on that. It says we're going to get this information. Everybody's going to look at it. And we'll know a hell of a lot more than we did before we started.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's the motion before us.
Can I make my
comment?
To get
that kind of report, yes.
Okay, this is Dan.
Yes?
The Board of Directors will specifically grant such waivers. When I can't believe that you're asking this. You had a cow when
Janice,
you were staying.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's not in the motion.
Oh, it's not in? Okay.
Carol just made a substitute motion. So what we're doing is discussing Carol's motion. We'll vote on that. If that fails, then we go back to the original motion.
Well, may I ask Carol if she could extend the date? That's all I'm talking about. And
well,
Dan
no,
as well.
See, I don't really want to. I'll tell you, I did this for KPFA, and it took me roughly 8 hours worth of work without the computer.
Okay.
The computer programs are actually programmed to do it. To generate the per-hour fund drive information. So I don't really think it's an onerous burden to do it.
I don't think it is. This is Teresa in Houston. I think we've already done that. I heard Otis and Dwayne shared some of that information with me the other day. We've already done it.
Okay, so I don't really think this it's a big burden, and I don't want to extend it.
Okay, so if there are no other comments... then we should call a question.
Okay.
So
I made the motion.
Could you read it?
Lydia seconded. I'm just trying to make my notes clear. General manager by January 15th shall provide the executive director and the board of directors with a report of the per hour income generated by each program in the grid. Over the last four fund drives, and the annual cost to produce each program.
Okay. All right. So, Pete?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
George?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Aisley?
Yes.
Lydia?
Yes.
Ray?
Abstain.
And myself, yes. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yeses and 1 abstention. Okay.
Leslie, if I may, this is Dave. I have to depart. I'm glad that at least Los Angeles, I should say Southern California, will remain to be represented. Thank you, ladies, gentlemen, and everyone else.
Goodbye, Dave. Okay, one more resolution, and then we can all say goodnight. And that is the core recovery plan for WBAI. Presented in meetings with WBAI management, staff, union officials, is to be implemented by the ED, the CFO, and the WBAI general manager if local revenue-generating efforts do not produce funds needed to sustain the station.
So moved.
Second.
Okay.
Who was the second?
Wait.
Pete.
Okay. Any comments here?
Yeah, what does that mean? Explain that, please.
Which boss?
Well, what it means is that in meetings with both WBEI staff and the GM there and the union folks, we agreed upon a plan. That plan was that given the financial situation at WBAI, that the funds were going to be running out December 31st. What we did is we implemented a two-pronged plan. And the two-pronged plan was that we would issue layoff notices pending revenue-generating efforts by the staff and by the community. We would meet on December 1st, and it's in the presentation that's attached, and look at whether or not that those revenue-generating efforts and other ideas were going to bear fruit by that December 31st deadline. If not, we would proceed with the layoffs that were on the table and identified by the GM. Don had said these are the core staff that he felt he needed to run the station, and other staff would be laid off pending the revenue. If the revenue was not forthcoming, then we'd move ahead to reduce the expenditures for the station to match the revenue that had been identified.
This is Ray.
Yes.
The language you say is presented in meetings with management, staff, union officials. And you're saying that that actually means that they agreed to them.
No, that wasn't the agreement. It was actually the union people did not want to agree to any layoffs. At least they certainly didn't want to sign off on the plan. The general manager, however, basically stated that this is what we needed to do given the finances, and that those finances were based on revenue available.
I understand. So in this case, presented actually means presented. The response to that is varied.
Yeah, that was varied, but they're continuing, as you know, conversations going on a continuous basis. We get back together on December 1st and have another look at it.
Can you tell us how many people would be laid off?
Well, at this point, the list is 14 staffers out of 26.
Half. Because I had heard a higher number earlier.
Oh, really?
14 FTEs. Ray, actually, 14 FTEs, which may turn out to be a little bit higher, full-time equivalents than 14, pending. I don't have the exact figures in front of me, but something roughly along those lines.
I've heard 18 people. It totals.
Yeah.
Some of them are part-time, though, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's what
I said.
Full-time. And are you feel at liberty to discuss any of the positions that the objection the union had?
I haven't been meeting with the, Lonnie and I, at least, have not been meeting with the union over the last week since we've been in California, but I'm sure the union will have some concerns, principally around seniority and affirmative action criteria in terms of determining the reduction in force, though, so that may very well be an issue.
Could I ask one thing, Dan?
I had one more question. When we were setting our own priorities, when we were determining who the core staff was or were, this is my second language, or third, did you include those criteria besides, I'm assuming that an engineer when in the station will be extremely important, but you also include seniority and other apps, and affirmative action.
Yeah, I'm sure those, that's principally a local management issue, but certainly those factors would have been considered or are being considered, yes.
Carol?
I just wanted to comment that it is, I believe, an FCC regulation that we have an engineer on the premises at all times.
Somebody signed the log.
Yeah.
We got three engineers that are still in the core staffing pattern there.
Yeah, so I'm just wanting, this isn't part of the motion, it's just me blabbing, saying I'm sure somebody's looked at it to make sure that the core staff that remains will be able to cover that FCC requirement.
I think so.
Yes.
Well, this is Teresa. May I get on the stack?
Yeah, go on.
I think we have volunteer engineers. For the middle of the night.
That's fine.
I do have one question. On the current projected income, under website/folio, Inc., you have $90K. Does that...
Where are you?
I'm looking at the finance report of WBAI. Can you just tell me, you're talking about the website generating income specifically for WBAI and the folio generating income? You expect them to generate $90K?
Yes, we do. Just 1 week earlier this month, BAI generated about $10,000 off its website, so we think that's a realistic projection for next fiscal, and it's based on some actuals over the last 10 months.
Okay, is that due to Pete Caracas' work, or do you have a really good webmaster at the station that this is?
I think Pete has probably been working, helping out in some capacity there, but my understanding, I think, is they have a web operation.
That's correct.
Obviously, their website is fantastic, I think, if you've looked at it, but I think all sorts of people help out with that.
I just wanted to be sure. Thank you.
Okay, are there any other questions about this resolution that is to basically sign off on the core recovery plan?
I just have one question for Dan. Maybe it could be explained.
Whoa.
Have you all considered what this means, the political implications of laying people off on just before Christmas? I mean, what kind of impact do you think that might have on listeners who see this as, I understand we have a necessity to do that, but has that been weighed?
Yeah, I think obviously there's been a lot of discussions going back to early October, but within the station, with the broader community, but certainly since late October, early November, when the fund drive results were pretty clear. So over the last three or four weeks or so, there's been a lot of intensive discussions with management, staff, et cetera. And the key issue here is what we're talking about is a restructuring of the station in order to... And one financial sense to that the station lives within its means and operates along the basis of the income that it generates. So all sorts of different aspects of that question at BAI have been discussed and been addressed in a lot of different ways. But a reform package, a reform plan with programming changes, changes in the development department, changes in the way finances is being done, controls being put into place, are being implemented as we speak, a whole restructuring of the station.
Well, the one thing I wanted to add to that is that I think there is a political question here. It seems to me that there ought to be some way of informing the listeners in a way that's creative, in a way that's humane, in a way that, put forward the necessity for this so that we could possibly avoid having a reaction to this.
Yeah, I know Don has been very active in getting out statements and press releases and talking to media and going on the air and explaining the point of view from the station management, and he's been extremely proactive, working as hard as he can, and I think really doing a brilliant job, I have to say. I mean, Don has been absolutely fantastic in rising to this challenge. Got to remember, these are managers. There's two managers at that station. Got about 200 producers, probably about 2,000 to 3,000 unpaid staff going through that station every year. Two people responsible. An extraordinary challenge to manage WBAI, and especially in the last 6 or 8 weeks. In fact, extraordinary challenge to manage any Pacifica station. It is remarkable, and I know the pressure, the strain that we all are going through, and, we're having sleepless nights, tossing and turning, as many, I think, on the board are about the situation at BAI. This is the worst part of our job, but we're, Don and others, we're thinking of the future of the station and trying to put what is in the best interest of the station, what is in the best interest of the network first. That's what's guiding our decision-making and our responsibility to the network to ensure the fiscal solvency of BAI and, indeed, the broader Pacifica Radio Network. Don and I and Lonnie and the finance staff there are looking at every opportunity, any way that we can get around this situation. The staff have been rising to the occasion. I know Janice and Ray have been working very hard. We're all trying to find solutions to this problem. The bare reality that we're looking at is, as Lonnie said, is, hey, we're going to be running out of money. It's not a, it's just, you know, there's just a financial reality. It's not like we're moving, you know, upping and moving to, you know, southern China in search of super profits. We're just trying to maintain the community radio station, let it keep going. So we're trying to find all alternatives, working, you know, evenings and weekends to try to find out any way that we can avoid the reduction in staff at the station. But if necessary, we may have to implement that plan. Hopefully it won't be, but right now the reality is it's looking like we're going to have to do that, because the problem isn't just a $200,000 problem or a $400,000 problem. It's a $1.1, $1.2, $1.3, $1.4 million problem, depending on how you look at it. That's a lot of money, and we need to act fairly decisively within a relatively short period of time. That's why we're asking for your support on this resolution.
Let me just say one quick thing. I will vote yes on this, but I must say I'm not thrilled with this core recovery plan in terms of its lack of detail. And for me, it's not just about the staff issue. That is obviously a very big one. But things like reorganized development and premiums, I don't know what that means. I don't know what the plan is to reorganize it. Rethink programming, I don't know what that means. You know, there's a number of things here that are just, they're the chapter headings, but the text is not there. So I will vote for it because I have a confidence in the executive director, the CFO, and the general manager, and the team of people at the station, paid staff, non-paid programmers, you know, lab members, listener activists, you know, the whole team of folks in and around the station, to, you know, I trust that they are putting their best thinking forward, and that this plan reflects that. But I must say, the plan itself, as I see it, you know, in black and white in front of me, doesn't have a lot of meat on the bones here. I just wanted to say that before I vote yes for it. So, are there other comments, or can we move to a vote? Oh, we need somebody to make a motion. Or did we get that?
I moved and Pete seconded.
Okay, sorry about that. Are there any other comments? Then let's vote. Pete?
Yes.
David? Oh, David left. Carol?
Yes.
George left. Janice?
I abstain.
Teresa?
Yes.
AC?
Well, come to me last. I'm going to think about it.
Okay, we'll come to you again. Lydia?
Abstain.
Ray?
I vote no.
No. I vote yes. And then AC?
Yeah, I think for the political reason that I cited, I know that this is, in politics, this is a very dangerous thing to do, so. But yet and still, I understand what Nan is saying. He has to make moves, but given
so
the fact
what are you voting? What are you voting?
I'm going to vote abstain, I think.
Abstain. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 yeses, and 1, 2, 3 noes.
No.
I mean, 3 abstentions and 1 no. So I think that doesn't carry.
It does. It doesn't.
Does not. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
It carries by a vote of 4-1. Abstentions do not count. Yeah, unless you want to change your vote, you can't.
I'm sorry. Okay, abstentions do not count. That's right. So it does count. I mean, it does carry. By a vote of 4-1. Okay. Then I think that is the business of this meeting.
Okay.
Leslie, who is going to send the letters to the GMs to get them on the call on Saturday?
To invite them. I will send them an email.
And you should send it to me, Leslie.
Okay,
I'll send it to you.
And you'll pass it along. Fine.
And since I will not be available really at a, I'll send an email to Dan to send me the material. I'll call in to get the telephone number.
Okay, I think it'll be the same number as you used tonight, right, Dan?
Yeah, we could have the same number.
They change the access code, don't they?
No.
No. Not with
same
this new
code,
system.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Motion
okay.
to adjourn.
Thank you, everybody.
Wait, Leslie, I need to know what information it is that the board is requesting for the Saturday meeting on the national office budget.
We're asking for staffing out positions and salaries.
Individual salary information?
Per position, yes.
Is that for every station?
No,
I actually did want it for all the stations, too. But, yes.
Okay. That's again, this is extremely confidential information. That's why we're having the conversation about this in executive session.
And does that mean even allusions to it in emails?
Yes.
Yeah.
Please.
What we need is to see how much it costs to run these stations and to run the national in salaries functionally. I don't want the name of the person. I'm not interested in their name. I want to know what their job title is and what their salary is.
Are you talking about all stations now?
Yeah, that's what we asked for it in March. It's been it's very significant to monitoring how we're running our stations, whether we're expanding staff, you know, to know whether or not we have in the budget authorized the hiring of a public affairs director. If it's not in the budget, we didn't authorize it. And, the KPFA leaked this information in confidence.
It has
never been leaked. And I really am unable to carry out my duties without that information. And especially now, I think it's crucial. And at the national level, we don't know what we're funding. We don't know what we're funding.
And this is Lydia. I'd just like to also add, given that we have posted most of the positions, we've had such a turnover, most people know. I mean, it's not, I think it's obviously to remain confidential, but you know, it's not like this super, super secret that no one knows because we post it when we put our...
Right.
I don't know how it used to happen, but when I first came to Pacifica, it was public knowledge about the salaries, I think.
Right.
I don't know what happened, but...
Yeah, I mean, there's a job posted on the KPFA web page right now with the salary right up there. This
exactly.
is not...
Let me just explain to you some of my concerns. Because general managers uniformly, unions, staff members, very opposed, have asked me not to release the salary information, individual salary information, to the board. They've asked me that. That's one thing. So there's real staff concerns. As I wrote in an email yesterday or today, I can't remember, within the context of the faction fighting around Pacifica, people view this as
ammunition,
the prelude to being fired or targeted or ousted.
Washington, D.C.,
so there's staff concerns about that. Other staff concerns are just that this is confidential, private confidential information. They just don't want their salary banded about by board members, whether publicly or privately. So these are the concerns that I'm getting from staff members. And for me, what would be particularly helpful would be if there would be just a standalone board resolution on this matter that GMs or staff members, maybe even the GMs could weigh in on that point on Saturday and express some of their reservations that they've expressed to me on the question of the disclosure of individual salary information on that call. That could be particularly useful so you all get a sense of where those concerns are coming from.
I said that what I said about how it used to be that salaries were public knowledge, but again, it wasn't the same environment we're in now, where things are being used to take people out almost. And I certainly share Dan's concerns,
yes.
And I was,
yes.
frankly, I was glad to see him, surprised and glad to see him,
yes.
him express it, because things are being used against people.
Give me the different kinds of chicken.
Well, that's not my intent in asking for this information. I asked for it last March. We passed a resolution last March that we would get it.
Well, I can understand him being concerned.
And I do understand the concerns, and the concerns don't change my mind. I've served on nonprofit boards. This is information that boards need and get. And I understand that people feel that this is extremely confidential. And
well, I think it, they
I
don't serve in the same kind of atmosphere
Janice,
we're in.
I'm sorry. That's okay. I understand that this is extremely confidential and sensitive information, and I intend to treat it that way. And I trust everyone else on this board to do the same.
Well,
but
frankly,
I really
Carol,
don't.
I think he's directing it to you.
Well, you can think what you like, Janice. I want this information, and if I don't get it, I'll get a court order for it.
And there you go, threatening again. What kind of atmosphere is that?
Because Janice got his trip about producing something that we've passed a resolution that we would get. And it's not possible for me or anybody else on this board to tell how we're spending our money, what we're funding. Are we? What are we funding when we approve the budget?
Hold on, hold on.
We don't know.
I want to take credit card.
I'm sorry, AC.
Yes.
I think
Getting
that's you. We're hearing your other conversation.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just ordering
okay.
something to eat there.
Okay, well, that's fine. Then just go away from me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. Mm. Well, folks, you know, I don't know what we can do. It's 10:45. We've been on this call now for almost whatever number of hours that is. I think we really need to end this. We voted earlier to have an executive session on Saturday with this information.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know why we're having this conversation again now.
Right. To reiterate that we should keep our mouths shut.
Right.
Yes. Okay. I think.
Goodbye.
Does anybody not understand the confidentiality issue here? Because if everybody understands it, then we can end this meeting.
Okay.
Catch you all later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
The chairperson has disconnected. The conference will now end.